You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL, and I am joined over the phone by Ron Campbell. He is a legendary animator and director known for the Beatles TV cartoon series and Yellow Submarine movie, as well as Yogi Bear, Scooby-Doo, The Flintstones, Jetsons, and Rugrats, just to add on the long list of his resume. And he's going to be in Jackson showing his cartoon pop art show and speaking at the Rare Gallery Friday, June 9th, 4 to 9, Saturday, June 10th, 12 to 7, and Sunday, June 11th, 12 to 4. Thanks for joining me, Ron.
Thanks for having me, Brown.
Now, let's talk about your Beatle tunes first, which you will be highlighting on your show here in Jackson and some other locations before. Since it's the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, how did you originally join the team to make Beatle tunes, and what was that four-year run like?
Well, I guess I was asked to direct the Beatles TV cartoon show, the episodes that were produced in Australia, because of work I had already done for King Features prior to the show. So it was like everything else in life, you know. There's step one, step two, step three, step four, doing the Beatles, you know.
Now, you're a big Beatles fan?
Oh, sure. Who isn't, right?
Right. And now, after the Beatle tunes, you remained in animation and had a long resume of shows and 50 years experience in children's television, and you were certainly a part of my childhood. What is it about children's cartoons that you enjoy?
Well, I guess it's part of not only part of my childhood, but also part of my whole life. You know, it was just something that I did from an earliest age. Actually, I would watch cartoons, Tom and Jerry and Heckle and Jekyll, and I just fell in love with the idea that that I could do drawings that could come alive. It seemed magical to me when I first learnt that cartoons were just drawings. I thought as a child, you know, that it's a drawing? Goodness me. How could that be, you know? And I became obsessed with the idea of doing drawings that can live, and spent my life doing it, actually.
Now, were there any drawings that you had been working on throughout your whole career that came to life later in your work?
No, not really. I guess for the most part, my work was was involved with the making of the films. I wasn't actually involved with the creating of the TV shows. So script writers and creative people came before me creating a show, and I was very often responsible for the making of the show with my own studio for the most part.
Now, you have two kids yourself. Were they drawn to any particular shows that you were a part of?
Yeah. They were like all kids. They watched cartoons and still love cartoons. But they didn't, in fact, become animators or work in the cartoon business. They went off in their own way, doing their own thing.
Did they have any favorite shows of yours?
Did they have favorite shows? I'm not really sure. I think they liked my show, The Big Blue Marble. I do remember them enjoying that. And I certainly loved that show. And Scooby-Doo, of course. But who doesn't love Scooby-Doo, right?
I love Scooby-Doo. I've seen it recently, too.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I am speaking with legendary animator and director Ron Campbell, who is known for the Beatles cartoon, Yogi Bear, Scooby-Doo, The Flintstones, Jetsons, and Rugrats. And he's going to be here visiting in Jackson with his show Cartoon Pop Art at Rare Gallery Friday, June 9th through Sunday, June 11th. Now, as technology advances and cartoons move towards more computer animation and away from hand-drawn animation, do you stand firmly on the hand animation side, or are you intrigued by the evolution of the art of animation?
Well, I'm intrigued up to a point, but I must confess that were I a young person now, I would not be that interested in being a cartoonist. To me, the magic was the fact that I could do drawings that could live. And doing drawings on a computer is not quite up to it for that, for me. I guess I sometimes describe myself as a dinosaur with a pencil in each hand. It's computer animation is not something I would have been interested in doing, though I certainly understand young people today being very interested in it.
Now, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your cartoon pop art show that you will be bringing across the country and to Jackson as well?
Sure. There came a point in my life, as there is in everybody's life, where I had to retire. And as an artist, you just don't really want to retire. And as a result, I decided to do paintings. And then it was a question of what do I do paintings of? And I resolved to do paintings based on all of the TV shows that I was involved with, or the feature film, The Yellow Submarine. And so I did paintings based on those subjects, and people liked them, and people liked to buy them. And so now, as an old age gig, I travel around the country doing shows and selling my paintings.
Kind of reliving the characters in the cartoons.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Ron, thank you very much. Thank you for Scooby-Doo and the Rugrats and All Real Monsters and Rocket Power. Really appreciate the interview.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, then.
Once again, that was legendary animator and director Ron Campbell, and we were talking about his 50-year career in children's animation, and under his belt is TV's Beatles cartoon, Rugrats, Yogi Bear, Scooby-Doo, Jetsons, The Flintstones, the list goes on and on. He will be in Jackson at the Rare Gallery on June 9th, Friday, from 4 to 9, Saturday, June 10th, from 12 to 7, and Sunday, June 11th, from 12 to 4. You're listening to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL.